So are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Una semana después de nuestro último encuentro, aquí nos tienes de nuevo en otra edición del Underground Garage de Little Steven en Rock FM. Soy Carlos Medina y estoy encantado de volver a acompañarte a lo largo de un show que promete. Esta noche dirigiremos la mirada hacia dos artistas célebres como Dean Martin y Nancy Sinatra. Como es habitual, volveremos a enlazar música y cine como una mezcla que no precisa de ningún pegamento especial, ya se unen perfectamente por sí mismos. Pero antes de nada, creo que va siendo hora de saludar a nuestro maestro de ceremonias, Little Steven. Le recibimos con música, Yardbirds, I'm a Man. Buenas noches, Stevie. Buenas noches, familia. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Steubenville called itself the city of churches. There were, in the 1930s, in that town of barely 35,000, more than 40 temples of the Lord, representing some 18 denominations. But the Almighty was no match for the Prince of Darkness, and throughout the Ohio Valley, Steubenville was known as Boys Town or Little Chicago. As Nick Toshis wrote, sin, as an industry, was second only to steel. It was a bootlegger's paradise in the 20s, and after Prohibition, would thrive on gambling and prostitution, becoming a mecca for all sinners, seekers, schemers, and love-starved soldiers, the vortex of every dollar spent on the dirty business of dreams. The entire gambling world would turn to local wise guy Bob Sasso for training and recruiting dealers and casino managers, and by the early 50s, some 500 or so of Steubenville's family members were working from Vegas to Miami. All corruption in eastern Ohio was protected and encouraged by a political machine out of Cleveland, led by Mark Hanna, and what became known as the Ohio Gang, a combination of industrialists, bankers, and mobsters that would put both William McKinley and Warren Harding in the White House. Harding's administration was particularly noteworthy. He had his own White House bootlegger and a little green house on K Street, which operated as a gambling hall and speakeasy for government officials. Ohio gang ally William Burns ran the Bureau of Investigation, so there was no fear of getting caught, especially since Burns was busy selling B permits, which allowed the withdrawal of liquor from bonded warehouses for medicinal purposes. They'd taken $7 million in 2 years from that scam, so the Bureau's piece of the White House bootlegging operation was relatively peanuts. The old saying in Steubenville was learn to steal, learn to deal, or work in the mill. The second son of Gaetano and Angela Crocetti would do all three. He'd make bootleg whiskey runs with the Rizzo brothers. He'd be a croupier and become an expert card dealer in the back rooms of cigar stores and barbershops under Pinky Nolan and Nunzi Alexander's regime, and run numbers and pick up betting slips with his buddy, Demetrius George Sinodinos, later known as Jimmy the Greek. He boxed for a while as Kid Crochet, but didn't like risking his good looks. So in his off hours, he could be found checking out the latest records at Don Vito's Music and Italian Bookstore on South 6th Street. He wasn't too particular about where his money came from. In fact, it was hard to tell where his real interests were. Even for his best friends, he was impossible to read. There was one obvious personality trait that remained consistent throughout his life. He shared it with the padrone of Steubenville, Vincenzo Tripodi, a man of respect, a man's man, cold, hard, and ruthless. These traits were common among mafia bosses, but Tripodi had something that was quite unique. In Italian, he was known as Menefreghista, a man who ultimately is invulnerable because almost nothing bothered him. On the surface, at least, he really didn't care. The Kid would consciously, unconsciously, or coincidentally be the same way. He would go through life with a sense of utter detachment and serenity, an attitude that would keep paying off and take him to the top of every medium of show business. His first step in seeking the path of least resistance would be finding something with better hours than dealing three-day-long poker games. Like singing, for instance. Bing Crosby made that look easy enough. He'd change his name to Dean Martin and give it a try.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river. Down by the banks of the River Charles. Ah, that's what's happening, baby. That's where you'll find me.
Greetings, one and all. This is Dick Dodd of the Standells, and this week, Little Steven and the Underground Garage is celebrating the birthday of Dino Martin. That was one very cool cat, ultra suave, debonair kind of a guy.
To make a pretty nice living without too much trouble.
Doing what?
Well, team up with me. I think we'd get along.
You mean gambling?
Sure, that's a nice profession. And you're pretty good at it.
No, I'm just lucky.
Well, name me one thing you ain't supposed to be lucky at in life. You take my old man. Now, he used to gamble when he was plowing up his fields, hoping for a crop. Sometimes he'd get one, sometimes he wouldn't. So I figure if a man's gonna gamble, he might as well do it without plowing.
And throw dice. I was just 13 when Five singing boys from England who sold a lot of albums. It's called the Rolling Stones. I've been rolled while I was stoned myself. So I don't know what they're singing about, but here they are. At.
Welcome to the Underground Garage, where we celebrate not only the coolest rock and roll records ever made, but we also like to celebrate pop culture, mostly 60s pop culture, since that's probably the last pop culture worth celebrating. What can I tell you? So tonight we're celebrating a man's man and a swinging chick's chick. It's the birthdays this week of two of the coolest people in the world, Dean Martin and Nancy Sinatra. And Bo Diddley knew how to define a man's man. We started with the Yardbirds version of his I'm a Man, Giorgio Gomelsky producing them at that time, 1965. We threw in a little Dirty Water, probably more for the old Cleveland than Steubenville. But ain't that way no more. Standells, same year, 65. Degeneration with Mercy of the Rain from their reunion record, Nothing Is Anywhere. Get it from degeneration.us. And celebrating that wide open Steubenville rambling gambling man, the Bob Seger System from 1969, written and produced by Bob and manager Punch Andrews. The Monkees with Birth of an Accidental Hipster. Yes, they have reunited. 3 out of 4 of them. Davey no longer with us. The album is Good Times. That track written by Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller. And Adam Schlesinger producing. And Tumbling Dice from what may have been the last amazingly great Rolling Stones album. Also the last great album of the Renaissance that began in 1951. So yeah, baby, it's Dino and Nancy. We're swinging tonight, daddy-o.
If you still kiss your girl after garlic and oil, that's amore.
That's amore.
If you call her your pet, though she's shaped like spaghetti, that's amore.
That's amore. Bells will ring.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hearts will fly.
Dippy dippy day, dippy dippy day.
Like a gay tarantella.
Tarantella.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool. That's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
You're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming. Excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Tutti quando cantano, everybody sing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
that's amore.
That's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming.
Signore, prendilo.
Scusami, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Signore,
that's amore.
Sigues en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. El próximo martes 7 de junio tendrá lugar el 99 aniversario del nacimiento de uno de los grandes iconos del séptimo arte, Dean Martin. Dino Paul Crocetti nació en Stoneville, Ohio, un 7 de junio de 1917. Hijo de inmigrantes italianos, Dean Martin no empezó a hablar inglés hasta los 5 años. Este hecho marcó parte de su juventud, dado que sus compañeros se burlaban de él. Martin abandonó la escuela en décimo grado y empezó a trabajar en todo tipo de oficios. Fue peón, ayudante de gasolinera, croupier e incluso llegó a probar fortuna como boxeador bajo el nombre de Kid Crocetti. pero parece que tuvo claro que lo suyo era el mundo del espectáculo. Comenzó como cantante en clubes nocturnos bajo el nombre de Dino Martini. De hecho, enseguida le escucharemos cantar, pero lo que realmente marcó la diferencia fue el momento en que comenzó a incluir números cómicos en sus espectáculos. En aquel ambiente de trabajo conoció a un joven cómico llamado Jerry Lewis, del que rápidamente sería buen amigo y acabarían por formar pareja profesional, llegando a convertirse en el dúo cómico más exitoso de los años 40 en Estados Unidos. Tal éxito les llegó especialmente por aparecer con regularidad en el clásico show de Ed Sullivan. No pasó mucho tiempo y la pareja dio el salto al cine, aunque en la década de los 50 cada uno siguió su carrera por su cuenta. Dean Martin formó parte de lo que se conoció como el Rat Pack, aquel grupo de artistas formado por Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford y él mismo. Se cuentan juergas épicas de aquellos colegas que se sentían como en casa en Las Vegas. De hecho, se les llegó a vincular con la mafia, dado que era habitual verles con algunos de los gángsters de la época en diferentes clubs. Pero no me enrollo más, que seguro Little Steven tiene mucho más jugo que sacarle a la vida de Dean Martin. Dale, Stevie.
I want you to know that this is going to be a family show. The kind of a show where a man can take his wife and kids, his father and mother, and sit around a bar and watch.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. We are celebrating Dino and Nancy. Dino Paul Crocetti was born June 7th, 1917. We lost him Christmas Day, 1995. He didn't speak English until the age of five, something Dean Martin and Jack Kerouac had in common. There's probably not a whole lot else, but they had that. The difference between his personality and his older brother William's was obvious from the start. William would take hours to learn how to spell a word like apple and make sure he articulated its pronunciation properly. For Dean, apples were for eating, not spelling. His hero was Tom Mix, and Tom never spelled. He shot things. This Dean understood. So after working in a steel mill, dealing cards and boxing, he starts singing and gets hired by local bandleader Ernie McKay. Ernie changes his name to Dino Martini, a little unintentional foreshadowing of things to come. Destiny steps in, as would happen quite often in Dean's life, and Cleveland big band leader Sammy Watkins' wife, on a trip home to Columbus, catches the Ernie McKay Orchestra in a Chinese restaurant. Yes, they were playing what was called the Chop Suey Circuit. So I don't want to hear any complaints by any of you bands out there. Dean, like, knocks her out completely. She said he was the sexiest man she'd ever seen. So Sammy hires him, and he's on his way. But first, Sammy says the WAP name's gotta go. What about that kid Sinatra who recently had his first hit? Dean says. That was a fluke, Sammy says. If Mussolini had declared war on England and France a week earlier, Sinatra would be called Frankie Williams. From now on, you're Dean Martin.
This man, listen up, 'cause I've been there too. Well, I used to have a problem trying to get a date, and then I learned the secret. Yeah, I'll make out great.
Oh. Dean Martin, get check. Dean Martin, get check.
So now you know my secret. Yeah, you better handle it with care. Watch out, man, be careful. Boy uses powers if you dare. Think twice about what you do when you give his records a whirl. You gotta live with the consequence, 'cause Dino always gets his girl. Give me some sugar, baby.
Dean Martin, get check, check.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
Martin, get check.
When the moon hits your eye
This is Dino Danelli from The Rascals, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
That's the idea, Bill. A good snack of crackers and milk at home. That's the good kind of food if you're hungry after school. And then, play. Hard play. Plenty of pep now. Yesterday's stomach ache is forgotten.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me, yeah.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
How sweet, the memories you gave to me,
yeah. One girl, one boy, some grief and some joy, yeah, man. Oh, he's all made of this. Don't forget us, Mom and Dean.
Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me, yeah.
Folding lightly with a dream.
How sweet, the memories you gave to me, yeah.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine, yeah. Memories are made of this.
Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me, yeah. How sweet, the memories you gave to me.
With these blessings from above.
Sweet, sweet, the memories you gave to me, yeah.
Serve it generously with love.
How sweet, the memories you gave to me.
One man, one wife, one
love, we love you, and then memories are made of this. Memories are made of this.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, direct from the bar, Dean Martin.
Gal is like a racehorse, I play her to win. But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven, love can be a joke, but it's worth the gamble, so here I go for broke. Oh, who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you be mine. Now once I had a filly, I ain't seen her since. Some can't go the distance, they're only good in sprints. Oh, sweethearts stay together when it's fair and warm, but in stormy weather they don't run to form. Who's got the action? Who'll take a chance on love? Got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you'll be mine. Shot, I'll play either way. All I need to win her, and this could be the day. And when I won my parlay, I'll be set for life. I'll take all that money and gamble on my wife. Who's got the action? Who'll take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and get back three. Got the action, just lay it on the line. I'll bet you 10 to 1, bet you 10 to 1, bet you 10 to 1, you will be mine.
Started that Dino set with Dean Martin Gets Chicks from the Poor Little Fools, 1998, written by Dave Olsen and produced by the band The Rascals, hanging out in Jersey, not unlike Steubenville. Love is a Beautiful Thing, B-side of their third single, You Better Run, 1966, written by Eddie Brigati and Felix, well, we call them Cavalieri, but should be Cavalieri. Anyway, two of the greatest singers ever. Arguably the two greatest singers ever. I mean, they're right there with Lennon and McCartney and Sam and Dave, Righteous Brothers. So they wrote it and sang it. Of course, joined by the greatest drummer ever, Dino Danelli, and the very cool Gene Cornish on guitar. They didn't tour with any bass. Felix played the bass pedals on the B3. Hard to believe so many local bands actually got B3s. B3 organ was like $3,000 in those days, which was a price you could buy a car for. You know, I mean, between the Rascals and Mitch Ryder, of course, featured organ on the records. Then Stevie Winwood with Spencer Davis Group had Give Me Some Lovin', you know, featuring that organ thing, and it was like all the rage for a minute. Now my band, we had an ace tone. I don't know, about 24 keys on it or something. Yeah, we didn't really see a B3 until Danny Federici, much later. That would have been like 69. He was the master of that wild contraption. Dean Martin's son had a band with Desi and Lucy's son, Desi, and Billy Hinch, of no significant parentage. Dino, Desi, and Billy, covering one of Dino's songs there in 66, Memories Are Made of This, produced by Lee Hazelwood, who we're going to talk about later on. Who's Got the Action was Dino himself with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, covering Dino's own theme from one of his movies. That movie was all about something Dino saw firsthand. A man addicted to gambling. Lana Turner, Walter Matthau. Beautiful World, Mudcrutch. The album is 2. Mudcrutch 2, I guess. Or maybe just 2. We'll see. Drummer Randall Marsh, writing and singing it. Get it from mudcrutchmusic.com. Let's go to the break with one of my favorite movies, Robin and the Seven Hoods.
I use spirits for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
I manufactured it for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
And then I started drinking what I manufactured, and I drank myself out of a hell of a business for medicinal purposes only.
That's right.
Alcohol makes a big man small and can lead to a life of crime.
Yeah!
Demon rum makes a gin a bum and you cash in before your time.
Yeah!
Bootleg gin puts you in a spin till you don't even know your name.
Yeah!
You're a public disgrace, flat on your face, and there's only one guy to blame.
Oh, Mr. Booze! Mr. Booze!
Estás en el Underground Garage de Rock FM despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven. Esta noche tenemos a una invitada muy especial y que correlaciona perfectamente con Dean Martin. Además, por diversos motivos. Me refiero a Nancy Sinatra. Nancy Sandra Sinatra nació un 8 de junio de 1940 y el próximo miércoles cumplirá 76 años. Su apellido no pasa desapercibido en el mundo del espectáculo. Su padre era la voz, Frank Sinatra, e íntimo amigo de nuestro primer protagonista, Dean Martin. Nancy se entusiasmó desde muy jovencita por la música. Tomó clases de piano durante 11 años, 8 de danza y 5 de interpretación. comenzó dando sus primeros pasos en la música de la mano de su padre y lo hizo en 1960 participando en el espectáculo que dirigía Sinatra llamado The Frank Sinatra Timex Show. Nancy comenzó con éxito su carrera musical en Japón y Europa, sin embargo en Estados Unidos no llegó a despuntar hasta que alcanzó cierta madurez y publicara aquel archiconocido sencillo These Boots Are Made for Walking. A partir de aquel lanzamiento, a Nancy Sinatra se le abrieron las puertas de la televisión y del cine, pudiendo por fin dar rienda suelta a tantos años de estudio y dedicación a las artes. El miércoles, Nancy Sinatra cumplirá 76 años y que sean muchos más. ¡Feliz cumpleaños, maestra! Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome back to Rat Pack Serenade, also known as the Underground Garage. Nancy Sinatra's birthday is the day after Dino's, June 8th. She was the first born of Frank and Nancy's three kids, born in Jersey City, and stayed a Jersey girl, in spite of being brought up in L.A. She dropped out of college and got into the business, singing a song on one of her father's specials, one that featured Elvis Presley, actually, after he had just gotten out of the Army, and later she would co-star with Elvis in Speedway. Her natural charm, bright wit, razor-sharp mind, and contagious vitality made her well-liked right away, and was a very good singer, very versatile. In other words, she was one of the grooviest and swingingest chicks like ever, and hit big when she hooked up with Lee Hazlewood, who would write and produce a string of hits for her. The first of which was her second single with Lee, These Boots Are Made for Walking. It made her one of rock's first rebel chicks. The record was radical at the time, a declaration of women's liberation on the one hand, but in an interesting juxtaposition with her very cool English-style Mary Quant miniskirt look, she introduced the concept of women being tough and independent and sexy all at the same time. This was unique. She influenced everybody, from the Runaways to Debbie Harry to Chrissy Hynde to Courtney Love. And her rebel image at the time was completed by her role in the Roger Corman biker flick classic, The Wild Angels. We, in the Underground Garage, love Nancy Sinatra. Happy birthday, baby.
sit here and listen to me. You're the most obstinate, stubborn, ornery, impossible girl I ever met. You just won't admit there's another side. My side. You know why? Because you're unreasonable. Sit still. You're argumentative, mulish, uncooperative, and unbelievable.
Oh, no. It could never work. We're complete opposites. You're wild, extravagant, and unreliable, and you're not the kind of man that I should fall in love with. And besides, we don't even like each other.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, I won't know where I am.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of little girl.
Well, you know that I'm a wicked guy, and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am.
You better run for your life if you can, you with another man, that's the end, little girl.
Another girl, you'd better keep your head, little boy, or you won't last in my world.
You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end,
little boy. Well, you know that I'm a wicked chick, and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe that line. So you better run for your life if you can, little boy.
Hide your head in the sand,
little boy.
Catch you with another girl, that's the end.
Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. And baby, I'm determined, 'cause I'd rather see you dead.
You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand,
baby boy.
Catch you with another girl, that's the end.
You hear me? Well, I'd rather see you dead, little boy, than to see you with another girl. You better keep your head, little boy, or you won't last in my world.
You
better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end, little boy.
Come on, Heavenly, let me go with you to Mecca.
Hey, man, Dig Monkey. She wants to ride to Mecca and hassle the Mexicans with us.
I didn't say that.
Hi, this is Davey Allen of Davey Allen and the Arrows, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be. It's even cooler this week as we celebrate the birth of that wild angel, Nancy Sinatra. Happy birthday, Nancy.
Mothers, lock your daughters in. It's too late to talk to them, 'cause Tony Rome is out and about. And Tony Rome will get 'em if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will get 'em if you don't watch out. Pussy cats that run astray, he will bring them back today. About. And Tony Rome will find them if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will find them if you don't watch out. Love is for those who have the time to. Rome is for those who are inclined. hearts or diamond rings are not very special things when Tony Rome is out and about. 'Cause Tony Rome will take 'em if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will take 'em if you don't watch out.
We started Nancy's birthday party with Baby Please Don't Go from her latest album, Nancy Sinatra, which was on Morrissey's label Attack. Go to nancysinatra.com. I'm sure you can find it that way. Very cool album. A very cool chick. The original Run For Your Life was the Beatles on Rubber Soul. First thing recorded for Rubber Soul. John wanted to recut it, but never did. Nothing really wrong with their version. Oh, we played Nancy's version, too. Real yin and yang, you know what I'm saying? A little surf and turf. I don't know what I'm talking about. Lee Hazlewood right there again, producing Nancy. The End of My Neighborhood. Fleshtones' new one. Keith Strang wrote it. And an album is on the way. And Nancy with my favorite, Tony Rome. Written and produced by Lee Hazlewood. What a single that was, B-side, This Town. We usually play her father's version of This Town. We should play Nancy's now and then also. So if you got your boots on, don't start walking too far. You got a lot more cool stuff. Isn't that right, Crispin Glover?
You keep saying you got something for me. And something you call love, I confess. You've been a mess where you should have been a mess. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots make a walk, and that's just what I'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Un domingo más toca detenernos en uno de mis momentos favoritos del Underground Garage. Esta noche, la canción más chula de la semana es I'm Free, de la banda The 1419s. ¡Dale, Stevie!
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Detroit and Pittsburgh. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, The 1419s.
Yeah. Hi, this is Ken Elner from The Count Five. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, and I want to wish Dean Martin and Nancy Sinatra a happy birthday.
You're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Precious little garden east.
Well, I just sung a very, very sad song, and I'm depressed.
Well, I sing a lot of sad songs. I never get depressed. Other people get depressed, but not me. Anyway, with this stick.
Is that a magic wand?
Well, it sure ain't Twiggy. Stand up now. Let me lay a little spell on you, huh?
I know in life it's just got to be. I gotta tell.
whoever hit that loop was pretty sharp. But if he thinks he can outshop Eric Von Zipper, he is stupider than anybody.
You said it, boss. There ain't nobody stupider than you.
Always dreamed the boy I loved would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me. But he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, I'm Free, from the 4019s, as in 4019s, not 49-teens. never mind. The band wrote it. David Newton produced it and twiddled the knobs also. John Poza. Not sure. Chuck Gorian, Nick Ziegler, and David Newton, who doubled on keyboards and bass, as well as producing. And you can get it from the 4019s, spelled out, .com.
The Count Five from San Jose, and you could make a lot of money at a party, betting how far that went on the charts. Tell somebody listening to pop radio today, and then play them that record. Say, okay, how far in the charts did that go? Nobody's going to say number five, okay? 1966. And if that arrangement sounds familiar, that's right. They ripped off the Yardbird song we started the show with. Well, you know, we're here to connect the dots for you. You know, that's our thing. You're only as cool as who you steal from. Remember that. The Rubinoos, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Classic power pop from 1977. Written by Tommy Dunbar and James Gangwer. Produced by Gary Phillips on the Berserkly record label. And the Crystals, He's Sure the Boy I Love. It's really Darlene Love, isn't it? He's Sure the Boy Darlene Loves. Darlene made a few records as the Crystals, as you underground garagees know. And that was one of them. Written by the great Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. Raise your glass, baby. We are toasting Dean Martin and Nancy Sinatra. Why? Because they're cool. That's why.
Nat, you look like a man with a story.
I sure have. I told my wife we ought to save money. Uh-huh. That's the way it's gotta be.
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be that way.
She canceled all her charge accounts, gave all the gold to me.
Oh, well, I can't see what you did wrong. Why was your woman so upset?
Well, I put the money on a horse and he hasn't showed up yet. Open up the doghouse.
Seguimos en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Si hablamos de Dean Martin y de Nancy Sinatra, no podemos obviar a un personaje de gran talento que trabajó con ambos. Me refiero a Lee Hazlewood, uno de los grandes productores en la historia de la música. Nació un 9 de julio de 1929 en Manford, Oklahoma, aunque se crió realmente en Texas. Hazlewood fue quien introdujo y enseñó el negocio al productor Phil Spector. Trabajó con Jack Nitzsche y Dean Martin. Publicó sus propios discos y es mencionado por bandas como Megadeth o artistas como Nick Cave como un referente en sus estilos. De hecho, Megadeth grabó una versión del clásico These Boots Are Made for Walking que Lee Hazlewood escribió y produjo para Nancy Sinatra. Todo un referente al que esta noche recordamos en el Underground Garage. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. We are celebrating the birthdays of Dean Martin and Nancy Sinatra. Our freak of the week worked with both Nancy and Dean. Not to mention Dwayne Eddy, Waylon Jennings, Dino, Desi, and Billy, and Ann Margaret. Yeah, pretty cool resume. Barton Lee Hazlewood was born July 9, 1929, in Manford, Oklahoma. His father was a wildcatter, an oil man. They moved a bit, but he mostly grew up in Texas. Did two stints in the military, first playing drums in the 4th Army Division Band, the second as a DJ on military AFRS radio in Japan and Korea. Came out of the service and kept DJing at KCKY, Coolidge, Arizona, where a young guitar player named Dwayne Eddy come around to try and talk Lee into stealing him some records, which Lee did, and ended up producing all his hits. After being turned down enough, Hazlewood decided to start his own company and recorded a record called Fool in Phoenix with Sanford Clark singing and Al Casey ripping off Hubert Sumlin's Smokestack Lightning riff, and they had a national hit. This brought Hazlewood to L.A. and Dot Records and ended up partnering with Lester Still and began a whole series of innovative productions. He installed a gigantic grain tank for Echo and began doing things like stacking bass parts, putting an electric Fender bass on top for brightness and an upright on the bottom. He would influence, to some degree, a kid named Phil Spector who was hanging around and use the session guys that would end up Spector's wrecking crew, like Steve Douglas, Jim Horn, and Larry Nechtel. Lee quit the business for a minute when the British invasion hit. He didn't quite get it. He thought it was the end of the world as he knew it, which it was. But then Jimmy Bowen from Reprise talked him into a meeting with Nancy Sinatra, who they'd released a couple of things with and hadn't done very well. Halfway through the meeting, Lee was trying to figure out whether to work with her or not when Frank came in and said, "I hear you kids are going to be working together," and left. So that was it. His writing and producing Nancy came together when he told her to sing like a 16-year-old that seduces truck drivers, and not in that language. His duets with her would be an American equivalent of Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot, or Jane Birkin, and make both of their careers take off. Hazlewood had told Dwayne Eddy to play lower down on the strings. He released Graham Parsons' International Submarine Band classic Safe at Home, helping to start country rock. He was the first DJ in Phoenix to play Elvis, and is considered by most music freaks to be an ornery, eccentric, roustabout, troublemaking cowboy god. All these cool things aside, all Lee Hazlewood had to do to achieve Freak of the Week status was write and sing on this.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, how she made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm strained.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look at us, but do touch. Fedra is my name.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers are the things we know. Secrets are the things we
Hazelwood, and you're listening to Little Steven in the Underground Garage. And I'm wishing all small Italian girls happy birthday, especially those named Nancy Sinatra. Happy birthday, woman.
You got any particular reason for going out tonight?
Usually do. Don't want to do anything different. They might think we're scared.
Well, aren't we?
I just can't take it sitting in there.
You mean you saw I couldn't take it?
Don't set yourself up as being so special. Think you invented the hangover.
I could sure take out a patent for this one.
Met a young Italian singer who had made it big with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. I never forget the first words he said to me. I can still hear him.
Hey, stupid. I said, shine my shoes, not my socks.
Oh,
factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a sigh run from the dock. Saw a train set up a mile on fire. Smelled the spring on the Salford wind. Dirty old town, oh, dirty old town. We're going to a good sharp ass, shining steel, table in the fire. I will chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Started our tribute to Lee Hazlewood, who we lost just fairly recently, with one of his coolest, Some Velvet Morning. Lee wrote it, sang it with Nancy, but what I didn't realize until this very moment, or if I knew it, I forgot it, Bob Gaudio appears to have produced it. I gotta ask Nancy about that one. I owe her a call anyway, don't I? Rebel Rouser was produced by Lee Hazlewood and co-written by Lee and Dwayne Eddy. Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel went all the way to number 5 on the album charts and stayed there for 82 weeks in 1959 and then I guess 1960.
I Can't Believe That We're Together, Death by Unga Bunga. They wrote it, they produced it, and then get it from their website. .no.
Old John Robertson was the Byrds from the classic 5th album, the notorious Byrd Brothers. LeGuinn and Hillman writing that one, and Gary Usher producing. I don't know why we played it. It sort of reminds us of Lee Hazlewood. And Dirty Old Town, if you're wondering why Rod Stewart blew everybody's mind when we first heard him. He was introduced to us by Jeff Beck on the first two Jeff Beck solo albums, the Jeff Beck group, really. And that from Rod Stewart's first solo album, the greatest music ever made by one of the greatest singers of all time. Written by Ewan McCall and produced by Lou Reisner. Very cool stuff. I think even Dino would have liked that one.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor,
the seminal Hard Rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, llegamos al final del Underground Garage, en el que una vez más hemos unido las dos grandes pasiones de Little Steven, el cine y la música. Hemos recordado a Dean Martin y a Nancy Sinatra y hemos escuchado un buen puñado de clásicos del rock. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Yo soy Carlos Medina y nos volveremos a encontrar, si tú quieres, el próximo domingo a partir de las 10 de la noche en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Hasta entonces, por supuesto, feliz semana. Buenas noches, Little.